All right, it's time for another installment of She Said, He Said, where I am going to tell Anthony a story about something going on in the world of relationships, in this case, and we're going to discuss it and see if we agree, if it's a male-female thing, if, you know, if men think one way and women think another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested because I cannot predict what you're going to say. Usually I can. Usually I have a good sense. I've known you long enough. Here's one where I don't think I know what you're going to say in this situation. Okay, so first of all, what would you do with your dead loved one's clothing? Like, so let's say, you know, you're living with a girlfriend or something and she dies and she has all these beautiful clothes in the closet. What would you do with them?
That is why Goodwill exists.
Right.
That's where you take grandpa's dead clothes, is you take them to Goodwill or whatever store down the street. And you give them to them.
Right. Right. For sure. Well, here's a dude on Reddit who did something different. He didn't quite do that. His wife of 30 years died a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And she had great taste in clothes. It was like designer stuff, you know, really high-end stuff, accessories, beautiful, beautiful high-end garments. So the first thing he did was he reached out to his family and he said to his daughter and his daughter-in-law and like some nieces or whatever, hey, I'm about to give away all these clothes. Before I do, is there anything here you guys want? Why don't you come over, decide who gets what, you know? So they came and they each picked about, you know, maybe five or six outfits each, nothing, not a lot of stuff. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to call my sugar babies. What? You have what? He has more than one sugar baby. So obviously if his wife who died had all these beautiful designer clothing, clearly he has a lot of money. So now he's an older dude and he has not one, but I think like three different young girls who are his sugar babies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what sugar baby is, it's pretty much in the title. It's a young girl who has become the girlfriend of an older man, kind of like what Hugh Hefner did with the girls next door,
mm-hmm.
where sometimes there's sex, but not always. You know, sometimes they just want to be seen with the girls. Mostly their sex, but, and they pay for them. Like if they are going to school, they pay their tuition, they pay for their rent, they pay for their, you know, all that kind of stuff. So he had his sugar babies come over and take a bunch of the wife's clothes. And he said he likes it because he can see these young girls in his dead wife's clothing and it makes it feel like, on some level, she lives on.
Do you want to wear a dead woman's Gucci dress?
Yeah. You kidding me?
Okay.
Because let me tell you something about Gucci. They put out clothes, and once it's gone, that's it. They don't bring them back. So whatever Gucci dress she has from the 60s or 70s or 80s, you can't get that anymore. You go on Poshmark? That shit's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting that for free? Yes, please. I'll take this vintage Gucci dress that I can't get anywhere else. Thank you.
No, I think it's easy just to put it all in a bag, take it to Goodwill, and not even go down that road. I think it's just weird to see your sugar baby come out in your wife's Gucci dress saying, yeah, you look good in that. It's not worth it.
Disagree. I think that when you have spent a lot of money on clothing and you have a signature style and the clothes mean something, it's more than just clothing. It has sentimental value. And he cares about these sugar babies. They're women that are a part of his life. They're not just, it's not prostitution. Mm-hmm. These are women that are actually in his life on a regular basis. He likes to see his wife's signature clothes being worn by people he cares about. It reminds him of times they had together. Oh, that dress. Or we went sailing and she wore that dress or, you know, whatever. You know, I think, first of all, vintage clothing is everything right now. Everybody's wearing vintage clothing. It's all about recycled clothes and that kind of thing. So I like the idea that he's recycling and kind of honoring the wife in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want Joe to get rid of. I have a couple of pieces that are expensive and nice that I've got, like,
but can Joe give them to his new girlfriend?
That'd be fine. Well, I can't wear them anymore. I'm dead.
Okay, your favorite pair of boots, can Joe give it to the new love of his life when she comes into his life?
That would make me very happy. Yes, I would love that. I would love, because it reminds him of me to see those boots, even though they're on another girl. They're my boots.
No, no girl can wear them because no girl has calves the size of tree trunks. So they're going to be like, wow, these don't fit.
They're a little big.
She must have stretched the shit out of these.
Now, well, no, but I have some expensive shoes. You know, forget about the boots and my big giant calves, but I have some nice expensive heels, you know. I would definitely want him. I mean, what, as opposed to giving him away to a stranger?
I think wearing vintage clothes, used clothes, whatever you want to call it, is fine. Mm-hmm. As long as you don't know who owned it before. Once you figure out who owned it before you, then I think it's kind of strange. But if it's just the Gucci dress you found at the secondhand store, that's different. But
see, I think that's the bigger issue. I think that Joe's new girlfriend would probably not want to wear my stuff. I think that would be weird for her.
He'd be cool with it. It would be too baggy on her.
Well, it'd be way too baggy. No, he likes. When I tell you, I've met two of his ex-girlfriends, and I've seen pictures of others. Mm-hmm. We are all carbon copies. He has one type.
Oh, okay.
He has the same type over and over and over. We can share clothes. We can share shoes. We could share him. It wouldn't make, we're interchangeable.
No, and there's no way you're going to wear clothes from his ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, because every time you put that jacket on, you're going to call it dead bitch coat.
It's funny you would say that, because today I was going through some coats in my closet because it's starting to turn cold and then it got warm. So I'm like kind of getting my coats together in my closet for the winter and then this weird in-between season. And I came across this red coat that a girl that I hate had given to me while we were friends. Mm-hmm. And I was really torn because I was like, oh, this stupid coat, it fits me well and I love it, but it reminds me of her. Do I want to be reminded of her? Should I dump it? I haven't worn it in a year. So I'm like, I was struggling with what to do with it. I was like, one day that I'd be like, maybe I want to wear that coat. But now I'm thinking it reminds me of this bitch that I hate. So maybe it's time to get rid of this. I never wear it anyway. But I think that's the main thing. I think Joe's new girlfriend is probably not going to want to wear my stuff. Although, again, she's going to see my Fendi boots and be like, I think I can handle this. I think I could totally wear your ex's stuff.
I know, but that is somebody else. But you would call it dead bitch shoes. And you
yes.
wouldn't, and you would, every time you look at them, you would never wear them. Because you would just look at them and you'd pull them out and you would think you're going to wear them. And then you would call them a name.
I can't wear a dead bitch shoe. Yeah.
Even though she could be the nicest person in the world. It would always be known as dead bitch shoes.
Yeah, and any of her clothes, I'd be like, ugh, they all smell like smelly vagina. I can't. See? She had a smelly vagina, clearly. I can't wear any of her clothes.
See? So it's not going to... It's just easy to put everything in a bag and take it
and
to
give
Goodwill.
It to Goodwill, yeah, good point.
Because I don't want to hear that coming out of your mouth every 5 seconds. Okay.
That's right.
Here's a she said, he said. Let's see how you feel about this. Is it okay for your partner to have his ex's nudes on his phone?
No. God, no. No, no, no. You delete all of that. Sorry. No, 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 no. I would be so upset. I mean, do I know about it? Because, you know, he may have that. I just don't know.
You pick up his phone and it's unlocked and he's in the shower and you flip through it and there's ex bitch, whatever you call her. And you see
smelly vagina. Yeah.
You see her vagina.
Oh, he has this one that like she never met a razor a day in her life. She was disgusting. I stumbled upon those pictures and I nearly vomited. I was like, did you pull this off of some like 70s porn site? And then I realized, no. That was the ex. And I was like, oh, this is, I don't know how you dealt with this. This is vile.
So you say, no, you can't have exes naked photos on your phone.
It's so disrespectful to your current significant other, your current partner. Yeah, no, it's really disrespectful. I think in the same way that you should, I don't see, that's the only thing. I have a couple of old photos of old boyfriends, but not because I pine for them or I remember them, just because I want to remember that time in my life. And I won't remember it vividly unless I have a picture or two to be like, oh yeah, that guy. Oh yeah, we were in Dublin.
But
oh yeah,
you know, dick pic of that guy.
But that's the thing. I was just going to say, but any picture I have that was a dick pic or any kind of naked pic or anything sexy, gone. I shredded all that stuff because that's just, I think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, but I think it's the same thing as closing your eyes. I can still see it anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
So what's the difference?
Because you can see it, I can't.
Oh, as long as you can see it, then that's the problem.
Yeah, if I can see it, if anybody can see it, if when you die and we open your phone and it's there and other people can see it,
then that's the problem. Yeah.
Then it's disrespectful. Then it's awful. You, whatever's in your brain, that's fine with me. That's your business.
Yeah, because if it's something I can access, boobies, I can just close my eyes and there they are.
Right.
But there that doesn't bother you. Okay.
No, but if you have pictures of your ex's boobies on your phone, that's creepy.
They should make an app on your phone. The minute you die, your phone just deletes.
It automatically deletes everything.
Yeah. As soon as your phone hears beep, that's it. Gone.
Right.
Deletes but everything.
But then I also needed a robot to come to my house and get rid of some stuff.
That's why you should put everything in the cloud. So the minute the cloud hears beep, that's it.
Everything I have stuff that doesn't, you can't put in a cloud. I have actual physical things that you cannot put in a cloud.
That's your problem. You should have burned all that stuff years and years and years ago.
No, it's stuff I still use.
Burn it now.
But I'm just saying. No, I'm not burning it now, but I'm just saying, like, I just, you know, for my friend Jennifer and I, we have this thing where she said to me, and we were like, we had just turned 30, and she said, listen, if anything ever happens to me, and she walked me around her room and showed me where everything was that I need to go get rid of before my parents come, get my stuff and get rid of all my stuff. You got to go to this drawer, that drawer. I was like, well, you got a lot of this stuff. You got a lot. I have one section. She had like four.
And here's my passcode.
Yeah, there was no passcode. It was she had one drawer that was like she's a pothead. Mm-hmm. I mean, now marijuana is legal, so it's not a big deal, but back then it was a problem, you know. So she was like, get rid of all my pot stuff. Here's all my sex toys, here's some lingerie, here's some other whatever. She had all kinds of stuff that she wanted me to get rid of. It would be a lot of work. Like, they need to call me and be like, Jennifer's dead. But like, hang on, I need an hour.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to touch that to throw that away, but I'll figure it out.
It's all in drawers. You just pull the drawers out, you dump it in a big bag.
The whole thing. Just whole burn thing. My house. Beep, burn the house, clear the phone, clear everything in the cloud. We'll be fine.